House District 37 challenger Bryce Edgman won the district's Democratic primary against incumbent Carl Moses in a historic coin toss this afternoon in Anchorage. State law dictates that tied races be decided with a coin toss, and after a recount and a Supreme Court decision, the candidates each had 767 votes. The event took place on a stage at the Lusac Library in Anchorage. An otter pelt was spread on the floor as a landing pad. Before the toss, both candidates said they were feeling lucky. Edgman summed up the general mood.
Well, I have to say it's the full spectrum of emotions. We have gone through quite a seesaw battle here for the last month or so, and really our mantra has become to expect the unexpected. But to be here tossing a coin to determine who goes forward basically as the challenger in my mind who will win the contest in November, to go forward by toss of a coin is very unreal.
At 2 p.m., the candidates' names were placed in an Aleutic basket. Division of Elections Director Whitney Brewster drew Moses' name out of the basket, which meant he got to make the call.
So, Mr. Moses, Representative Moses, what's your call?
Heads.
All right, here we go. Moment number two.
When it was over, Representative Moses said he wasn't ready to concede. State law doesn't allow for an appeal, but Moses said he is still considering his options.
Well, I suppose I could run as a write-in.
Moses said he didn't think it was fair to voters for a race to be decided purely by luck. Lieutenant Governor Lauren Lehman, who heads the Division of Elections, agrees, at least in part. He says he won't be surprised if the legislature revisits the issue next session.
You know, part of me says, well, that's a strange way to decide an election, and it is. But on the other hand, you can conduct another election. That, of course, would take at least another month just to conduct that, and then we have a general election coming up. And so to do a runoff election and still make the ballot, you know, with all the advanced needs that we have for overseas ballots, you know, we just couldn't make that, couldn't do that. In fact, today is our deadline for getting the name to the printer, to be even be able to make our deadline for the general election.
Edgman was surrounded by well-wishers after the toss. He said if he had been chosen to make the call, he would have picked heads too, and he said he was totally overwhelmed by the outcome.
You know, my wife and I our supporters and the people that we had worked with throughout this campaign had braced ourselves for the outcome to go either way. And to lose, we knew that there'd be other opportunities. And to win certainly is a step forward to the general election. And so I think I'll know more how I'm truly feeling here in a couple of hours.
Edgman will face Republican candidate Ron Bowers in the general election on November 7th. He says he feels confident he can win that race.